How are you feeling about this?
Disgusted.
Right, now you're on board with me.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Are you lucky? Another week, another episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with us, Gary and Chelsea.
A lot of good stuff on here. Let's see. I'm going to give you some of the things that are coming up. See if you can even remember.
Give me a tease.
So many highlights of the last week. The Valentine's asteroid.
I'm actually on board with this. Please,
yeah.
Help me out.
Okay, could be the end of the world. But it won't be the end of the world.
No.
In a way.
There's a positive twist.
Yeah. There were paprika revelations from you, Chelsea.
Honestly, I'm still shocked by this information. I can't be the only person that did not know this.
No, this could change your life. Oh, certainly what you're having for tea. We discussed in depth, with help from the people of Kent, the three-second rule.
People will definitely be divided on this one. I guess it depends how strong your tummy is.
We should also add a trigger warning to this episode because we do talk about spiders.
You pranked me, and I'm saying it here, I will get my revenge.
Oh, we've got that recorded now. We've got that recorded now. Thank you very much. It was perfectly nice. Why did you? I didn't do anything to you. Or did I? Episode 15 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast called
Spagbol, Smuggling and the Smell of Star Wars.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
You know when you thought you knew someone and then they reveal something and you're like, I'm not sure if I can get over this.
Oh no, what's happened now?
I went to my friend's for dinner.
Oh yeah, that's lovely.
And we were both like, oh, really fancy a spag bol.
Oh yeah, spag
just
bol.
Easy, never disappoints. Mm. It was like, yeah, brill. Yeah, nice. Get there, she's already started cooking it. Oh, smell hits
yeah,
me in the
lovely.
Face. I'm like, oh, yes, can hear like hear the garlic bread sizzling in the oven.
Wow, sizzling.
I sit down, she comes over to me and hands it to me on a plate. Spag bol on a plate. It's called spag bol.
Yeah, but it's not because it's in a bowl. It's because it's bolognese.
Yeah.
Bolognese. Spag bol, not spag bol.
It's, bolognese is hinting that it likes to be in a bowl.
It's her, not hinting anything, is it? It's just what it is.
Her argument was,
right,
there's no issue with it being on a plate. You can create a barricade with your garlic bread. Sort yourself out. You should be able to eat it as a grown
adult.
Oh, like
a bolognese sauce dam.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that
with
idea.
Garlic bread. But even that, I can't. I'm queen bowl with this. Are you okay with a plate for a spag bol?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
It's Get Over It Day. Get Over It Day today. Do you know what? There's some things you can get over and some things you can't.
Okay.
And I've got just... I might as well get it off my chest. Seems like the right time.
Okay, do it.
I'll just never get over the fact they're not called opal fruits anymore, that they're called Starburst. I'll never get over it. Do you know what I mean? I would never be able to move on with that.
I don't feel like you cope very well with change.
No.
Is the packaging quite different as well? Did they literally just revamp it, or is it just the name?
Just the name. But why?
I can't like sympathise with you here because they've always been Starburst to me. So but I guess it would be like someone randomly calling Oreos... brown circles.
Yeah, exactly. What happens? What happens if they go, hey, because of the parent company, brown circles is where it goes because it tests very well in Spain. So we're going to go with brown circles. How do you like that? Yeah, how do you like that? Yeah, do you want a brown circle? How about brown circle in your ice cream? Mmm, lovely. What about brown circle Easter egg? How are you feeling about this?
Disgusted.
Right, now you're on board with me. Thank you. Opal fruits. They'll always be opal fruits. Get over it, Day. You can see that I haven't.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
I'm shocked to the core. Common household spice, paprika.
Okay, so you've got something to tell us about paprika. First of all, right, I know it's kind of, it's reddy browny,
yeah.
It's spicy, but I couldn't tell you where paprika comes from.
Exactly. And I mean, this is my discovery.
Is it one of those dry stick type things that they grind up? Is it the bit, the bit of a flower, the stamen? Is that what they call it? You know, the fluffy bit in the middle of a flower?
In my head, there's like a paprika tree somewhere and people, it's got bright red leaves and people are picking the leaves and they're just whacking them in a pestle and mortar and like, oh, look, we made something that's smoky and makes a stroganoff taste good.
Oh, do you put it in a stroganoff?
I put it in everything. I feel like if in doubt, paprika it out.
Okay. Well, it's a great phrase to live by and I believe the marketing board for paprika do use that in their adverts. But what's but the shock? Come on, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to reel.
You're not going to believe what paprika's made of.
I just can't wait. Just tell us.
Dried and crushed red peppers. Sorry, what?
What, whole red peppers?
Well, they're dried, so they shrink.
Well, yeah, but it's still whole.
But they're crushed. They dry them, they crush them, then they turn them into paprika. I feel like the Spice Society have been gatekeeping this.
Do they just leave them out in the sun? Or do they need to be cooked in some way to dry them out thoroughly enough to turn them into some kind of...
I feel like they might have to rotate them. And like, you know, you get those, when you have, they're hung outside those fancy restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
And there's always, I think that's normally chilies, isn't it? But that's how I imagine the dried pepper looks.
Okay.
It's also what Google's telling me. Dried peppers is what dried paprika peppers. Is. So you're basically just putting red peppers in everything.
Right.
Well, what's the point?
You said yourself you put it in things. You obviously like the taste of it.
Well, I thought I did, but now I feel betrayed.
But
I
you like red peppers.
Yeah, but I didn't want to put that in a stroganoff to make it taste right.
I am struggling to see what your problem is.
I just feel betrayed. I feel like the Spice Society has been gatekeeping this. I thought there was a tree, and there's no paprika tree. It's just red bell peppers being in the sun for too long.
Wait till I tell you about cardamom.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
NASA. They've got their eye on a new asteroid that's coming round. 49 metres in diameter.
Oh, wow.
And it's got very small... I don't want everyone to panic. But it's got a very small chance of hitting us.
Oh, no.
They're going to continue to monitor it, obviously.
Okay. Naturally.
Could be on collision course. 2046 is when it could get
okay,
here.
Okay, so we've got time.
We've got time. You know, it's nearly 9 o'clock. oh, no, it's the year 2046. Right, gotcha.
We've got another 23 years.
But the thing is, it's good math there.
Thanks.
Well done. Ooh, what that smoke was. February 14th. That's the date they've got for when it hits. So, I mean, at least it gets us out of buying cards and flowers.
Also, I think if I'm still single in 23 years' time, hit me with an asteroid, please.
Aww. All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I went to a friend's housewarming on the weekend.
Oh, nice.
And I love them, but there's nothing worse than when you're at a party and you have to make small talk with people that you don't know.
Yeah, it's hard. It is hard.
It's just, and it's because the first question people always ask is, what do you do?
Yeah, it's an icebreaker.
But what I didn't realise is the next question is always the same as well. I went around 4 or 5 conversations with completely different people and they all said to me, what do you do? To which I turned around and went, I'm a breakfast radio presenter, which... internally was quite smug to say because I think it's quite a cool, unusual job.
Yeah, you'd go over it.
And then they turned around and went, oh, what time do you get up? And I was like, oh, okay, I guess that's like a normal question.
Yeah.
But thought, okay, fine, next conversation. What do you do? Breakfast radio presenter. Oh, what time do you have to wake up for that? And he's like, again.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this has to be a thing.
Yeah.
Do you get asked the same question?
Yeah, you get that. And then the next question is... how do you know what to talk about?
To which I would respond, have you met me?
Yeah. How do you know when to shut up? But the thing with that is, it's like, I find that, you know, fair enough. But think about it. You wouldn't say in anyone else's job is, oh, yeah, I'm a nurse. How do you know how to make people better? Because he doesn't fall in. Do you know what I mean?
I appreciate.
I'm not comparing myself with the skills of being a nurse, but you do have to have a bit of practice first.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I just want to say to them, how do you know what you're doing when you get to work?
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So good luck to the Jills. They're having a bit of a resurgence.
It hadn't been
going well. Then a few weeks ago, things started picking up. New owner and everything for the Jills. It's all looking good. Some new players. But obviously the real hero at the moment to celebrate at the Jills is the broom. I don't know, you think you mean he doesn't know his lingo. What he means, he's talking about the sweeper. The new defender, the sweeper who's coming. No, I'm not talking about the sweeper. I am talking about the broom.
An actual broom.
Yeah, because at the Priestfield, they found a broom that was just let up against the wall. You know, a sweeping up things broom.
Yeah.
But to liven up the start of the game, they got the broom and they held it above their heads there in the crowd. And, they brandished it over the opposition fans.
We've got a broom! We've got a broom!
broom, you see. They loved it. It was a big thing. They had a broom.
Do you think that's how witches back in the day learned how to fly? They were like, we've got a broom.
Exactly. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe that's why there's been such a turn in the fortunes. Passed across the crowd. The stewards were like, oh, we better get the broom. They can't have a broom up there in the crowd.
No.
And the stewards were trying to get it, but the crowd passing it over their heads going quicker than the stewards could get it. And back it went as well. And the song went uproariously with the magic broom there.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
I couldn't quite believe my eyes. You were chopping fruit directly onto your desk for your... I don't even know what kind of fruit it was. It was something I wasn't aware of.
It was a persimmon.
Oh, I don't know what that is. What does it taste like? What was it? It looked
it's
like
really
a...
sweet. It's kind of like caramelly. And
right.
If you get a ripe one, they're really good.
Great. Well, anyway, you were chopping it directly onto the desk. The desk that other people sit at is hot desk situation here. And I just like,
I couldn't
no.
be bothered to get a plate. It was too far. I have to fob to get out and get back in. I was like, I'll chop it on the desk. It's all right. So, it's good for your immune system.
Yeah. What's your food hygiene situation? What are your rules and regulations? 3-second rule, especially. How do you work that?
Abby from Herne Bay has delivered with the specifics.
Oh,
so
this is what
she's
we want.
Got limits with the 3-second rule.
Okay.
So no go ever. Like, it's a 0-second rule. You just don't eat it. Is yogurt.
You imagine trying to scrape up yogurt.
Scoop yogurt up.
Off of soft furnishings.
I mean, I think Greek style you might be able to. It holds its form a bit more.
Yeah, I wonder if you could suck it out of a cushion. You probably could. No one would be none the wiser. Nan would never know.
Also jelly, jam, sticky sweets and spaghetti.
Okay,
basically wet food.
She put a lot of thought into it.
But okay, fruit and veg. Biscuits, crackers.
Mm.
Yeah, nuts.
Mm.
She said pickled onions. You never waste a pickled onion. And then most importantly, cake. Never, ever, there's an emphasis on ever here, waste cake.
Okay. Richard Locke's been in touch on Twitter to say everything's fair game. Richard, thank you.
Thank you.
There's no rules there. I think our favourite here from Kaylee, though, who's jumped on our Facebook, KMFM official. I was eating mini eggs on Sunday night. I found one 3 days later. And I ate it. It was just as good.
This is iconic. Thing is, mini eggs, they roll. If you drop one, they can get anywhere.
They can. They try and hide for another day. That's what they're doing.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet. KMFM.
So we've had to face the horror here in Kent of a shortage of salad. Well, through the pain somehow. In fact, in many ways, it's made me appreciate, especially tomatoes, more. I've been giving the children spoonfuls of ketchup on a teaspoon, like I'd give them cowpole, just to savour every last flavour.
So they can remember what is no more.
But, everyone, good news, because Asda has removed rationing of cucumbers, lettuce, salad bags, broccoli and cauliflowers after shortages have started to ease. And it says supplies of tomatoes and peppers will be back to normal in the next couple of weeks.
Yes!
Unbelievable news.
What a time to be alive.
Other supermarkets are expected to follow suit if you're doing the big shop today. Happy times, everyone. The tea is back in your BLT. Your mozzarella and basil will no longer go unaccompanied. English breakfast. A big fried English breakfast will be back to full strength with that fried tomato at the side of the plate that many people will just move around and leave anyway. But remember, when tomatoes have now returned, we shall find them on the quiches.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet. With Gary and Chelsea.
Elton John, though, he, of course, is wrapping things up as far as world tours go. He's on his farewell tour that he's been on for the last 25 years. It's amazing. But when he stops that, he has got himself a new gig. His tour is sponsored by a pension company.
Stop it.
And he's going to be doing an advert for the pension company.
I really hope it's sparkly.
Yeah, I hope it's like those ones that you see during Countdown. Which is going to be, there's a fella, he's gardening.
Yeah.
And then there's a woman, she's usually called Jean, who's just over in next door's garden. Oh, hello, Terry. Oh, hi, Jean. Oh, you look well. Yes. You look happy. Well, that's because I've just sorted out my pension with pensioncompany.com. It's always the same. Oh, I should think about getting a pension as well.
That's a good idea.
Who did you say they were again? Oh, they're pensioncompany.com. Oh, that's marvellous. Thank you. Okay, goodbye, Jean. Oh, Jean, did I mention you get a free pen whenever you sign up?
Like, why brilliant. Is it always a pen?
It's always a pen.
I bet it's not even a good writing pen.
I bet it isn't. I bet
it's
it
one
isn't.
Of those always runs out.
Yeah, one of those with a dry nib.
Yeah.
Oh,
can't
I know what you mean.
Worse.
Oh, dry nib. At their age, the last thing they need.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
So over the weekend, another win for the Jills. Go on, the Jills.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if it's down to the broom. Very proud of their broom.
They are.
And I was talking about this in the office, saying just how proud they are of their broom.
What inanimate objects are you proud of? Phil in Thanet has a Guinness World Record certificate for the most people eating fish and chips on a Zoom meeting.
That's excellent.
And I hope that that is framed and it's like not even A3. I want it like wall size. Make it into wallpaper.
I'll tell you, we've got more from the Oscars after parties coming up for you later on, but seriously, that's what we saved this music for. Forget the Oscars. I'm sorry.
It's for Phil and Thanet.
The fish and chip Zoom guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you know
how
me.
For most people, how many people were on a Zoom eating fish and chips?
I feel like
we
need more about that. But wow, what a thing to be proud of. That's incredible.
And shout out to Tony, who has a collection of dinky toy motorcycles, which he was holding onto. It's like, it'll be a good little earn.
Oh, yeah.
Later down the line.
Yeah, I'll invest in these.
They're only worth £2.50.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I'm here to deliver some expert smuggling tips.
Okay, I'm not sure whether this is okay for us to do, but I'm going to roll with it and see what happens before we get taken off air.
People are going to love me for it. I'm not plotting a bank heist. This is to do with the cinema.
Okay, so you're not coming in across the seas with swag, hiding it in a cave on the coastline of
Kent. There's no gold,
okay,
I'm afraid.
Right. Okay, this cinemas.
Cinemas.
Cinema smuggling.
Cinema smuggling, because apparently more than half of us smuggle food into the cinema. But I got quite savvy at this when I was a student, because student living was basically cost of living, the original version.
This is great, because one thing everyone knows is pick and mix at the cinema.
Expensive!
I mean, it's fine. If you want to go and treat yourself, I'm not saying you shouldn't, and I'm not saying it's unfair or wrong in any way, but it can be a bit pricey.
It's a lot, unless someone else is paying it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I once smuggled a 16-inch pizza into a cinema. And I'm still wearing my pizza crown to this day because I'm so proud of the way I did it.
I feel like we should leave it there and come back, because I feel like everyone is just going to want to know how you would smuggle a 16... Did you smuggle it in one piece? What, a big round 16?
Giant round 16-inch pizza in one go.
Right, we're definitely not telling everyone here how you did it then, because that is the greatest setup I've ever heard for anything.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
So it's time to play! Where was Cruise? Yes, it's our brand new game. Now, Tom Cruise, he had a movie. It was nominated for an Oscar. Apparently, he knew it wasn't going to win, so what's the point going? So he went somewhere else. So Tom Cruise wasn't at the Oscars. Tom Cruise was in... What? Where?
Where was he?
Tell me. Just have your guesses.
Okay.
Here you go. Play along, everybody.
Well, he's quite a thrill seeker, isn't he?
Yeah.
So I feel like he might have gone to Go Ape.
I can imagine Mission Impossible, Go Ape. Don't forget to do your safety cable. Yeah, no, it wasn't it. Well, lovely idea. Lovely idea.
That's a great promo as well.
It really is. I've just done Go Ape's new advertising campaign for him.
Maybe he wanted to be more wholesome. Maybe he walked some llamas. A lot of people are walking llamas at the moment. I've seen it everywhere.
Yeah,
I want to walk some llamas.
No, he wasn't walking llamas.
What about a pasta making class?
Pasta?
Pasta making.
Well, like a father of the church? Or a pasta, do you mean?
A pasta making class.
Okay.
Like some tagliatelle?
No pasta involved in this.
Maybe he needed some downtime. Maybe he went to yoga.
No. Think cold.
Cold?
Mm.
He went to...
Yes.
An ice bar. You know where the glasses are made out of ice?
Yeah. I do know what you mean. You're halfway there now. He was 500 miles south of the North Pole, which makes it to me... It's a place called Svalbard. I'll give you that
much.
Did
he go to see the polar bears?
He did not, no. He spent the night in...
An igloo!
Yes! We have a winner!
What's he doing in an igloo?
I don't know, just getting cold, I guess.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
The existence of the lost city of Atlantis. The resting place of the Ark of the Covenant. The way they make Maltesers round, perfectly covered spheres of chocolate. They are the great mysteries of mankind, but here, ladies and gentlemen, is one that puts them all to shame. How did Chelsea Little smuggle a 16-inch pizza in to the cinema to enjoy during the movie without detection? Actually, that's the point. We actually haven't found out if there was... Because it might be that you tried and they went, excuse me, you can't come in here with that 16-inch pizza. We haven't got that far in the story.
No, you're
not. I'm assuming they didn't.
No, I got away with it.
Okay, tell.
I used to teach kids dance when I was a student.
Right.
So I had a lot of these giant circular, like, see-through bags that used to be full of, like, balls and bean bags and things like that.
Okay.
So we cooked the pizza and then we created this, like, foil barricade that's to stop the pizza all sagging into one end.
Right.
And then you pop the pizza in this circular bag, wear it like a reverse backpack on your front, and then put a giant, like, Michelin puffer jacket over the top and say you have a circulatory disorder. No one will question otherwise.
Okay, I was on board till the last bit there, which I feel is probably crossed some kind of line. But
just had a giant puffer jacket on, zipped it up.
But once you got into the, you know, see the movie, I don't know what it was, Little Mermaid or whatever.
It was Enchanted, I think, like that. It was a princess film.
So you get in there. Aren't people curious as when you start unzipping, unbuttoning, unflapping, rustling foil, etc.?
No, it's dark, and the way you do it is so that it unzips at the top and you can just slide the slices out.
What, vertically?
Yeah, just like, there you go. Hand it via the crust.
The fact you've invented vertical pizza is... I mean, I'm just going to have to sit down for a while.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Save a spider day. So we're being nice to our arachnid chums.
Are we?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one that's terrified of them, to say the least. Kirsty in Rochester's got in touch and put, nope, thumbs down, absolutely terrified. One Christmas, I was at my mother's, walked across the room and this massive spider ran out and darted across the floor like a ninja. I was crying, shaking, terrified. Turns out to be a lump of black cotton. My mum crochets.
Oh, you see, you've got to be kind to spiders. They might just be some of mum's crocheting. Hello, Deborah in Aylesford. I was at some temporary traffic lights on a drive one time, and a massive knuckle-duster-wearing thug of a spider abseiled down in front of me, straight between my bare thighs.
No.
I had a wrap-over skirt on. It was summer. I screamed and jumped out of the car. I started flapping my skirt up and down. It must have been like one of those dance routines from Strictly where they flap their skirts
about.
Yeah,
what is it? Pasadena?
Yeah. To get rid of the monster. Much to the amusement of the line of traffic and assembled civil engineers.
Oh, no, she had an audience. And shout out to Sophie in Maidstone, who, while she was home from uni, her mum went on holiday for a week.
Oh, nice time, party time.
The first night of being home alone, a massive spider swaggered out from under the TV unit like, this is my turf. She left the room, closed the door, and didn't go back in there. That spider had the big TV and her snacks to itself all week.
Holiday!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
And I feel like I've got a free pass to talk about Star Wars.
Star Wars, you
now,
say?
Now the new season of Mandalorian is back.
Oh, I love it.
It's bringing a resurgence of all the, like, nerdy Star Wars stuff, which I am so here for.
Yeah, it's good that you're a Star Wars nerd.
And I feel like it surprises people.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's a brand that's releasing Star Wars themed candles. So the candles are inspired by places in Star Wars. So there's a Death Star candle.
What, the scented?
Scented. There's an Endor candle, which is a little Ewok village, which I feel is that the Endor candle has wild fern, sandalwood, basil, pine. That makes sense. Mm. The Death Star candle is tobacco, leather, black myrrh, those kind of smells.
Dark and manly.
You can even get a Grogu scented freshener.
Oh, that's lovely. I'd like the smell of Star Wars.
What smell of Star Wars would you prefer? If you could pick one.
Do they do Chewbacca's armpit? Can you imagine all that hair? You imagine it'd be really
awful,
wouldn't it? Or would Darth Vader's helmet be worse?
I feel like Darth Vader's helmet.
It'd be sweaty in there,
because
wouldn't it?
He's not brushing his teeth regularly.
Do you not think so?
No, I don't think he wants people to see his face. So I think he only does it when he's got a pocket of time.
But no, I reckon he does brush his teeth because his mum's always saying to him, "Let me see if you brush your teeth. Let me see if you're minty fresh."
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
And don't forget to hit that follow button to stay up to date on our latest releases. Feast on more on our socials at KMFM Official. We're on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok with all the behind the scenes bloopers.
And we're on your radio every weekday morning from 6 till 10.
Listen via the KMFM app, which is free from your app store, or get friendly with your smart speaker. Alexa, play KMFM.